TVA unveiled a new solar project this month that's split across two sites in Tennessee and Alabama. It'll be used to power Facebook's new data center in Huntsville. WPLN's Shalina Chetlani reports environmental groups are praising the effort, but they say they'd like to see more deals struck with smaller businesses and homeowners, and more quickly.
Environmentalists say the Facebook project is a good step toward the spread of renewable energy, but Stephen Smith, director of the Southern Alliance for Clean Energy, says Tennessee Valley Authority isn't as willing to work with small customers as it is with larger corporations.
They are aggressively interfering with customer-owned solar for both individual households and for small and large businesses.
Smith says that makes it harder to attract companies wanting renewable energy. TVA data does show the pace of new solar installations in the region has dropped since 2013. But Scott Fiedler, a spokesperson for TVA, says the company can't dramatically increase solar installations given their existing investments in fossil fuel and nuclear plants.
It's a question of how much, how fast, and who's going to pay for it. At TVA, our goal is keep rates low as feasible. So what we want to do is maintain that balance.
Environmental groups sued TVA in September. They allege TVA is discouraging homeowners and smaller-scale businesses from adopting more efficient renewable energy. For WPLN News, I'm Shalina Chetlani.